Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yes. What are you with?
This is going to be with Opinion Research. That's the name of the survey company. And the survey is mainly about the manufacturers and the forests and the wildness in Minnesota, and we just want to include your opinion. Is that okay with you, sir?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me out tonight. It means a lot to me. Now, let me ask you, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
As far as, say that again. Hang on here 1 second. It's hard to hear you.
Okay.
Okay, what's that, Mo?
What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I would probably say some of these liberal agendas they're pushing on schools.
Okay. So would that be, in other words, you're saying the government?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue to you?
Global environment?
Yes, the environmental.
We need to drill more for oil in the
oil.
U.S.
Okay, so that would be fossil fuels, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
We don't have any environmental issues, I guess.
Okay, so I wouldn't record anything for you? That you might think?
No.
Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, agriculture and farming. Do you think they're doing an excellent job? Good,
yes,
just, fair, or poor?
They're doing an excellent job.
What about refining?
They're doing an excellent job.
Forest products?
Excellent job.
Medical manufacturing.
I don't agree with everything they're doing.
So what you think is excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Mining.
They're excellent.
Excellent. And the last one will be electric utilities.
They're doing good.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Do you think they're doing an excellent job? Good, just, fair, or poor?
Good. Good.
Good. Okay. And forest and timber industries?
Excellent.
Excellent. And environmental groups?
Poor.
Four, okay. County land departments?
County land department?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Good, okay. And the last one will be U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Good, okay. Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they are more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
I know it's more than harvest.
Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970?
70. Probably more.
More, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or no?
Yes, I believe so.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Very much impact to it.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
No. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and economic community members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component of the Minnesota state company economic, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economic?
Major.
Major, okay. Now, like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry more significant problems is difficult hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
I would support it.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is providing rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin is investing will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities of the forest industry, leading to increase in both numbers and diversity of the workforce. Now, let me ask you, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industry?
I would support it.
Now, this is the last part of the survey. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose?
I'd support it.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Will you support or oppose?
Can you say that again? I didn't catch it.
Yes. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, like including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Yes.
Okay. The last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities the forestry worker jobs provide. Will you support or oppose to that?
I would support it.
Thank you so much. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
High school. Thank you. Now, what is your age?
48.
48. Thank you so much. Now, yep. How will you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
On farm.
Farm, okay. Now, is your annual house income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, $90,000, or is it more than $100,000?
More than.
Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it a manufacturing, business, or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Blue-collar business owner.
Thank you so much. Now, this is the last question. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
Male.
Male. Sir, that was the last question. Like I mentioned before, thank you so much for helping me out. It means a lot to me. I know your time is very valuable. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.